Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Offering our most loving pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, dear listeners. A very warm good morning to all of you, and we welcome you to this week's broadcast of the Thursday Live. We are coming to you live from our studios at the Shri Sathya Sai Media Center, Prashanthi Nilayam, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome you to this week's broadcast. Today is the 24th of June, 2021, and it also marks the first anniversary of the upgraded facility that we are coming to you live from. So it gives me great pleasure in informing you that it was on the 24th of June last year that we showed you images, and we also inaugurated the upgraded facility. We had we redid most of our important recording spaces, including our office space, of course. And in the process, we redid this particular space from where I'm talking to you right now, what we refer to as our broadcast studio setup. We redid our main recording floor into a video floor. We had our setup upgraded to cater to video recording, and it's from there we did most of our video presentations in the past 1 year. Swami's birthday celebrations, the Guru Purnima festival before that, the Mahashivratri celebrations that came after that, and most recently the panel discussion that we did, and which was very well received by all of you. Especially, we got a lot of good word from each one of you listeners for the setup itself, the background. And for those of you who probably did not know, it was a chroma screen, which means there is no background the way it was. It was all made up graphically, and that was possible because of the chroma studio that we got in the process of the upgradation that happened. And of course, for those of you who've been asking us what happened to the subsequent parts of the panel discussion, we hope to do the recording sometime soon because of the lockdown and some other problems that we had, which we could not deal with right away. Nothing too serious. We could not do the recording. Hopefully, we will be able to do the recording in the weeks to come, and we should be able to bring you subsequent parts of that panel discussion. But that's not the topic that I'm talking to you about today. It's about the facility and the upgradation of that which Swami blessed us with. Then, of course, we had the audio studios, a special audio recording setup with a mastering setup, which was done under the, for those of you who've been coming to Prashanthi Nilayam for many years, what is now the IT center, what used to be the shopping complex earlier, under that, where when we were students, we would come and buy our ice creams and pizzas, we now have an audio studio, which is, we could say, state of the art, right? And we owe a lot of debt of gratitude to Brother Sai Shravanam, who helped us do the entire, redoing the entire audio setup. Those of you who know him, he is one of the very famous audio engineers, who's also a very good mastering artist, who is himself a phenomenal tabla player. More importantly, he is a Sai brother for us. He's been a part of our team. He's been always available to us. It was indeed Swami's making how the whole thing fell in place. We were doing the renovation right in the middle of the lockdown that India was undergoing last year. But Swami arranged it in such a way that Brother Sai Shravanam and the team of carpenters and experts whom he had brought, they were all locked down in Prashanthi Nilayam. And that is how we could complete the entire work during that period. It was not merely Swami doing something phenomenal for the Radio Sai setup, the media center setup here, but even for those workmen who were stuck up here, they were so grateful to Swami that Swami had arranged it in such a way, because had they gone back, probably they would not have found work too, given the lockdown in every state in the country. Swami ensured that they were here, they had work to do, and they were a set of such committed workers that they would come and religiously set up the whole thing. And they were so grateful for that opportunity to be working through that entire period when probably people of their cadre back home did not have work as much as they had. Brother Sai Shravanam, who is otherwise very busy, who is traveling all the time and who has work all through the year, was also stuck up here, and he did not have concerts and other work to attend to, which he could not do from here, of course. So that gave him the time to commit himself completely to this work, and he was extremely grateful for that. Sometime we will probably have a conversation with him about that entire period, and he has much to add about that. In all, Swami ensured that all of us, you listeners, and we working at the media center, have a facility that enables us to present Swami's message in a manner befitting of its glory to all of you. And I think we're grateful for that. We still are in a lockdown. Maybe when things open up, you all might have the opportunity to visit these facilities. It's been a year, but things are still not opened up. So we are as we are. For those of us who've been asking us, has the mandir started allowing devotees inside? No, that has not yet started happening, because the state of Andhra Pradesh, in which Prashanthi Nilayam is still under lockdown till the month end. So we are effectively in a lockdown. Even those of us who are not part of the mandir bhajan group or the Vedam group, like myself, we are still not allowed inside the Sai Kulwant Hall. The safety measures are still in place. So that is one update. We hopefully will be able to tell you some good news about the mandir opening up in the future. Another important announcement from Prashanthi Nilayam, which I thought I'll share with all of you today, is for those people who are looking forward to admissions in the Sri Sathya Sai High Secondary School for the 11th class, for those of you who have applied, the school has announced that the entrance test, the online entrance test, will be held on the 16th of July. So that is the notification that has come from there. And there is a Google form that has been set up. You can find them on Telegram. You can go to the Telegram channel and you can register for the test on or before 24th June. And you will be given information as to how you can participate in that online test. And subsequently, you will be informed about the interviews, which will also be conducted online. So that is about the admissions into the 11th standard, the notification from the Sri Sathya Sai High Secondary School. So those are the things that are happening here at Prashanthi Nilayam. And we do hope things are getting better in whichever part of the world, whichever part of the country you're listening to our broadcast from. And we assure you things are looking up here. And with Swami's grace, we will be looking to open up Prashanthi Nilayam slowly, but in a more safe and secure manner, so that all devotees can come and participate in the events, the daily bhajans and mandir events, as well as the festivals that come forth after that. Before I leave you and before we start all the rest of the programs, of course, I'm going to come to you right after a short break at 10 o'clock with the Gita series. Thereafter, there's going to be the Outside Inside Deep Inside program, which is going to be hosted by Brother Bishu. Again, he's going to bring an interesting conversation in the backdrop of the pandemic that we are having. He's been doing that for the past few weeks. He's been talking to volunteers and our alumni who are doing phenomenal work to reach out to families that are having problems because of the pandemic, who need help in the form of medical support as well as in the form of food and other help that they needed. The team which has set up a call center which is across many cities in the country, Bishu had a beautiful conversation with them, and that's what he's been playing in the past couple of weeks. Today the conversation that he's going to have is going to be a little different, so do catch up at 11 a.m. to that conversation, a conversation with a senior of ours. It's going to be a different one. Let me leave it at that, and I will let you listen and find out what it is. At 12, I'll join you for an afternoon satsang, not with Sai Prakash, with another brother of ours. Again, I'll leave it for it to be revealed at 12. We'll have a live conversation with a very important topic from Swami's message. So that's at 12. After the afternoon satsang, you'll have Brother Ganesh, who will join you with the Veda Jignasa program. Thereafter, you'll have the Telugu segment, followed by Love to Love. This evening, as always, we'll have a special conversation as part of the satsang series. That'll be at 7:30. You can tune in to Radio Sai, or you can tune into the YouTube channel of Sri Satya Sai Official. I'm going to leave you with a song, a beautiful Swagatam song. It's an old song, but was re-recorded for the occasion of the new studio facilities inauguration last year. You can actually find the video of this song on YouTube, where we had shared images of Swami walking into our studio and inaugurating it way back in 2002. But now we bring you the audio of that song. I'm going to leave you with this song. On the other side of that song, I will join you for the Gita series. So stay tuned. Have a wonderful day. Keep safe and take care.
సాయికి స్వాగతం హృదయమీలే పరమ పవన ప్రేమమూర్తికి స్వాగతం స్వాగతం పదములు సోకి నేడు మాతలువులు మా మనసులు నీ పులకించే పిలచిన పలికెడు కొలచిన వరమిడు దైవం నీవు మా ఇంటను వెంటను జంటను వీడని ప్రాణం నీవు స్వాగతం స్వాగతం ప్రేమమూర్తికి స్వాగతం సతి సాయికి స్వాగతం.